I want to finish up now the Tosfos that we had started. We're almost at the very end, so let's go over it outside, okay? And the Tosfos runs as follows, okay? The Gemara said, the Farish, that in order to terminate a regular marriage, the din is that it can be done through the death of a husband, and it can be done through a get. And only a get, but not chalitza. Thank you very much, Pinchas. Only a get, but not a chalitza. Sefer kursav ein davar acher kursav. Okay? That was what the Gemara said. So Tosfos was bothered by Akasha in Dibur Maskel the Ain that an Amma Ivriya should be yaitzah b'chalitza. Yes? Remember the Tosfos we had on Gimel Amud Beis? Right, we're going to finish up that Tosfos now. Tosfos asked Akasha that Amma Ivriya should be yaitzah b'chalitza with a kavachomer from Yavama. Just like Yavama is not yotze beget, it's yotze bechalitze. So to an Amma Ivri is yotze beget, get shichra. How much more so she should be yotze bechalitze? Yes, that was Tosfos kasha. So what's Tosfos say that you can answer that by saying? And Tosfos says, don't slug it up by saying a regular woman would prove it. Why would a regular woman prove it? Because a woman goes out with get and she's not yotze bechalitze. So to an Amma Ivriya. Even though she's yotze beget shichur, she's not yotze bechalitza. That would be a great answer. That would be a pircha, right? That would slug up the kavachomer. Why does Tosfos say you have to box in a regular woman? Because a regular woman is not yotze bekesef, therefore she's not yotze bechalitza. Whereas an Amma Ivriya is yotze bekesef, how much more so she would be what? Not how much more so, but it's possible she would be yotze bechalitza. So we're back to the kasha. Why is it that an Amma Ivriya cannot go out with bechalitza, right? So what was Tosfos' answer, V'yishlomar? At this stage, we're trying to prove that a Shifra Kananis proves it wrong. Why does Shifra Kananis prove it wrong? Why does Shifra Kananis prove it wrong? Because a Shifra Kananis is a Yotze B'Kesef, she's not Yotze B'Chalitza. So to an Ami Ivri, even though it's Yotze B'Kesef, it's not Yotze B'Chalitza. So we came up with a Pircha. What was the Pircha? Shifra Kananis proved it wrong. Okay? So then Tosfos says, no way! Don't give me that. Don't give me that svara, Tosfos says. What does Tosfos say? I'll give you a double whammy. What's the double whammy? Not only should an Amma Ivriya be yotze bechalitza, but also who? A Shifcha Kananis. Right? We know the difference between Amma Ivriya and a Shifcha Kananis. Amma Ivriya is a Jewish girl. What's a Shifcha Kananis? A woman bought off the slave market as a shiksa, and she what? She goes to the mikveh, and she becomes a half-Jewess. So Tosfos says both of them should be yotze with bechalitza. Both of them. And Amma Ivriya should be Tosfos Bechalitza V'Kavachomer, and also Shifcha Kananis, Halacha L'maisa. And you don't have what? You don't have the ability that Shifcha Kananis proves it wrong. That's not Yotze Bechalitza. Because I'm trying to say, if Amma's not Yotze Beget, it's Yotze Bechalitza. Shifcha Kananis is Yotze Beget, and it's Yotze Bechalitza. So to an Amma Ivriya. And I can't prove it wrong from what? Shifcha Kananis. Because I'm trying to what? Put Shifcha Kananis in the Kavachomer as well. Just like an Amma Ivriya. Both. Both an Amma Ivriya and a Shifcha Kananis should be what? Should be yotze bechalitza. So what's Tosfos' answer? What was Tosfos' answer? V'yishlomar. What was Tosfos' answer? He says shifcha kananis cannot be go in the kavachomer because shifcha a yavama. If a yabim dies, what's the din? Mayor, if the yabim dies, what's the din? She goes what? She's free. But she's yotze bechalitza. Shifcha kananis. If her master dies, does she go free? No, she goes to the yorshim. Therefore, she's not yotze bechalitza. So therefore, what? Therefore, you cannot prove Amma Ivriya is yotze bechalitza, kavachomer miyavama. Because Shifcha Kananis will slug it up that it's not yotze bechalitza. So we have Shifcha Kananis saves the day. Shifcha Kananis is not yotze bechalitza. Halacha l'maisa. So therefore, you cannot learn out the kavachomer miyavama to Shifcha Kananis. Okay? And remember we said that what? That if she has a few brothers, a few surviving brother-in-laws, remember we said one of them's alive and one dies, that's not called Misa Yavim, because the other guy's alive. Right? And regarding Shifcha, what's the din of Shifcha? What's the din of a Shifcha Kananis? What's the luck of Shifcha Kananis if the Adon dies? The Adon dies, he's dead. But there's a new din that she won't go free because they're Yorshim. You follow me? There's a new din, that's what the Birkas of Rav, the Minchas Yehuda said, they answer Rebbe Kanan's Kasha. Because the bottom line is that Yerusha is a different, there's only one Adon. There could be two Adonim. But one Adon, he dies. So she doesn't go free because there's Yorshim. But that's called Misa Adon. She doesn't go free because of a technical reason. There's Yorshim. But Misa Yabim's not until they all die, right? Because Yabim, there are many brothers, could be called a Yabim. Okay, we're up to Vim Tomer, the very end of the Tosis. Look at side, guys. Dalin him at base. Let's go. Gimel him at base. Let's see the Tosis at the end to finish up the Tosis. Gimel him at base. Okay? Vim Tomer. You got it? Adam Reed. Vim Tomer. Let's go. Vim Tomer. Guys, look inside. Hey, Mary, you got it? Let's go. Vim Tomer. What does Vim Tomer mean? Kasha. How is it possible that you could say what? How is it possible that Shifcha Kananis can slug it up? How do you say Shifcha Kananis Tochiach? That she's not Yotze B'chalitza. And therefore, number three is not Yotze B'chalitza. Go ahead. You can slug it up by saying, Shifcha Kananis doesn't go out, does not go out with Mises Zodon. She goes to Yorshim. Tomar. But Amivriya is Yotze when her Adon dies. She goes free immediately. She doesn't go to the Yorshim. That's the din. There's a din that the Amivriya goes free with Mises Adon. So how do you come in tell me that Amivriya saves the day? How can you tell me that Shifcha Kananis Lamaisa saves the day? Halacha Lamaisa. And we pattern Amivriya after Shifcha Kananis. And they're both not Yotze B'chalitza. What do you mean Shifcha Kananis is different? It's Yotze B'Mises Adon. Yes? It is Yotze Mrs. Adon Amivriya. But a Shifcha Kananis is not. It's a great kasha. Yes? It's a great kasha. They're different. So what's the teretz? The Yesh Lomar. Make a combination, which is called a mehatzah. Make a combination of a regular woman with a Shifcha Kananis. Go ahead. What's the combination? Just like they both go out with get. But they don't go out with chalitza. So too, Amivriya. What's the din? Is Yotze beget and not Yotze bechalitza? So let's write it on the board. It's a mematzinu. How do we know that an Amivriya is not Yotze bechalitza? What's the ultimate answer of Tosis? A mehatzad. Mehatzad, Tosis says. A combination between what? Isha, a regular married woman, and a what? And what is it? A Shifcha Kananis. That they're both Yotze the what? The get, the lo, the chalitza. And we say the same thing, the lo, the chalitza. We say the same thing by an Amivriya. We learn out from a combination, Stephen. Let's get it down. A mehatzad. Mehatzad means the lowest common denominator of the two categories. Read inside. V.A. Shlomar, go ahead. Oh, but why don't you ask Shifcha Kananis doesn't go out with Mises Adon, and therefore it doesn't go out with Chalitza, whereas an Amivriya what, Adam? Does go out with Mises Adon, so maybe it also goes out with Chalitza. What's going to save the day? Isha. Go ahead. A woman goes out with Mises Abal, like in Amivriya. Veina Yotze, what? So too in Amivriya, Yotze Mises Abal, she does not go out with Chalitza. Oh, and what happens if you ask the other way? Go ahead. Oh, how can you bring in a regular married woman? She's not Yotze B'Kesef, therefore she's not Yotze B'Chalitza. Whereas in Amivriya is what? In Amivriya is Yotze what? B'Kesef, she can be bought out with money, so maybe she goes out with Chalitza. What's going to save the day? Go ahead. Shifcha Kananis. That what? That it's Yotze B'Kesef, but it's not Yotze what? B'Chalitza. So the common denominator, the Tzad Hashava Shebehem, whenever I write Me'atzad, Tzad Hashava Shebehem, the lowest common denominator, like you have in math, lav low of those, is that the Isha, the Shifcha, Yotze B'Get, V'Lat B'Chalitza. That's the bottom line. That's how I know that an Amivriya is Yotze Beget and not Yotze Bechalitza. The key thing, not Yotze Bechalitza, is the Mehatzad, Tzad Hasova Shebehem. That's what Tosis makes up. That's the Makor HaDover, that an Amivriya is not Yotze Bechalitza. Okay? That's Tosis Teretz. So if I ask you, what's the Makor, that an Amivriya is not Yotze Bechalitza, according to Tosis, it's a Mehatzad between a regular married woman and a Shifcha Kananis. We know all the dinim. Can a woman be divorced with money? Yes or no? Can an Amivriya go out with money? Yes. Can a Shifcha Kananis go out with money? Yes. Okay? Can Amir Vriya go out with Misa Sodom? Amir Vriya, does he go out with Misa Sodom? Yes. Does the Shivka Kananis go out with Misa Sodom? No, the Yorshim have. So you come up with this Sada Sava Shabbat. You want to clear? That's Tosis Vor. Okay, excellent, guys. Very good. Okay, let's go now. Let's go Vaita now in the Gemara. Okay? That's the Chiddush in this Gemara. Let's go now. Bekesef, let's see inside. Go ahead, Adam. Let's go slow here. There's a lot we got to see. Bezrat Hashem. Kesef Minolan. How do we know that what? That there's a marker for Kedusha. Okay? What does Rashi say right on the bat? Right off the bat. Go ahead. The Kesef Minolan. Hacha Iker. This Gemara is the Iker marker for the Kesef Kedusha. What about on Daf Bezim and Alf Wila El? It was just mentioned parenthetically. Agav by Gruger is dragged and mentioned. Literutze to answer. That's why it says Shlosha Yishish Shlosha Niknes B'Shlosha Drachim. But what is the real marker of Kesef Kedusha? This is the real marker. Lock, stock, and barrel. That's it. Done. Okay? That's what Rashi writes Beferish. Right off the bat. Okay? So we got that clear? Okay, excellent. Go ahead. Back to the Gemara. So how many questions is the Gemara asking here? Three. Let's get it down. Okay? Let's get it down. If you look in the Sefer, the Ra'ah, one of the Rishonim, he's Masber that the Gemara is really asking three questions. What are the Ra'ah? Rav Aaron Alevi, one of the great Rishonim. The first kasha in the Gemara is, how do you know a woman is acquired with money? Number one. Number two, the Gemara quotes a Mishnah, and it asks two additional questions. Number two question is, how do you know a woman is miskadeshes bekesef, that her father is mekabel? How do you know she become married? How do you know she become married through the mechanism of kinyan kesef, and the father is the recipient? And number three, how do you know the father keeps the money? So again, number one is, how do you know a woman can be acquired with kesef? Number two is, how do you know a woman can become married with kesef if the father is the recipient? And number three, how do you know the money goes to the father? Everyone got that clear? Yoni, you got it? In the Gemara, the Ra'ah writes, get in your notebook. The Ra'ah's Masbid, the Gemara has three kashas. Three questions the Gemara is asking. Okay? Number one is, what is the marker that she's acquired with money? Marriage. Number two is, how do you know it can work if the father's the recipient? And number three, how do you know the father keeps the money? That's how the Ra'ah learns Pshat in the Gemara. Okay? Very good. Go ahead. So what does it say? It says the father, it says in the Mishnah, the father is Zakai. Okay. So let's get this. Before we get to Rashi and Tosis, what does it mean the father is Zakai? What does the word Zakai mean? If I ask you to translate it. The father merits. Merits in it. Very good. Excellent. Yaakov. That's what it means, merits. So if you look at Rashi, okay, if you look at Rashi, it's a little bit bothersome. What is a father merit in Kesef Shtar and Bia? It's the first thing we got to try to understand. What, in what sense is the father meriting in Kesef Shtar and Bia? So let's take a look at Rashi, okay? Let's take a look at Rashi. What does Rashi say? Go ahead, Adam. Bibito. Go ahead. That's easy. That the Kesef is his. No. What does Zakai mean? That the fine, that the Kesef is his. Go ahead. What's number two? And he gets the star. Now, what we're talking about here is a Ketana and a Nara. And he has the ability to give her over, Al Korach L'Shem Kedushin, Boda Nara, while she's a Nara. Now, what do we always say? Kesef Shtar and Bia, it always needs willingness of the woman, yes? Not when it comes to a Ketana and a Nara. The father is the boss. And he can force his daughter to have Bia Bal Korcha with the guy. So what Rashi's saying here is a tremendous, tremendous Chiddush. Rashi basically is saying pshat, okay, and this is what Rashi seems to say, is that when it comes to kesef, he gets the money. When it comes to shtar, he's mekabel the shtar. And when it comes to bia, he can force her to have bia with that man. He can force her to have bia with that man. Okay? Because she's a ketana. That's the din, halach lamaisa. So you see from Rashi, halach lamaisa, that this is the chiddush. And Rashi was saying, that's what kesef shtar or bia means. There's a chiddush in each one. And I want you to get this down. The Yamshel Shlomo writes that he can even marry her off to a mukashchin. A mukashchin is a disgusting guy, and the daughter cannot stop it. Now, once kedushin is done, he can't force her to have bia anymore. She can say to him, ma'usalai. You know what ma'usalai means? That he's repulsive to me, and that she wants to what? She wants to get divorced. But regarding initiating the marriage, Yosef, let's get it down. He can force her to have bia with a mukashchin. That's what Rashi means. Yochel lemos lebia al korcha l'shem kedushin. What does al korcha l'shem kedushin mean? What does l'shem kedushin mean? That he has the right to force her on the bia's kedushin. Subsequent to that, no, she can say ma'usalai. He's disgusting to me, but he can force her to have bia l'shem kedushin. That's why Rashi stresses the l'shem kedushin. After that, he cannot force his daughter to have bia with him. Okay. There's no way that he can do that. Okay, that's what Shitas what? That's what Shitas Rashi is here, halacha lemaisa. Okay, so Rashi writes that the kesef is his, he gets the star, he can force her to have bia against her will. Let's look at Tosfos. Go ahead, Adam. Ha'av. B'chule. Ah, so what's pshat in this Tosfos? He quotes a Yerushalmi. Now, whatever you call a Yerushalmi, it seems to imply that what? It's saying different than the Bavli. What is the Yerushalmi saying? The word zakai means finances. It means that he can charge a man for him giving his daughter over to the man for bia. The kedushin is for bia, don't get me wrong. But he can get money out of it. That's what means zakai bibia. No, he's marrying off his daughter when she's a narak tanitzvi. And he can charge a man for the rights that he has to have, he can have bia with her. Zakai in Tosos terminology means finances, guys. It means finances. So how else could bia mean finances? Charge a guy for the rights to have bia. And the Taisa Rush says that halach lemaisa, kesef means what? What is kesef kedushin? Means money. He gets the finances straight up, right? Kesef's easy to be masked. Bia is that he charges a guy to mekadesh her with bia. What are you going to do with shtar? So what does he say about shtar? What do you say about shtar? Says the Taisa Rush. The Taisa Rush says, agav kesev u'bia, it mentions zakai for shtar. But what does the Meiri say that I gave you, Dimaskal Av? What's the finances in the shtar? There's a utility in the shtar. You know what utility means? Usage. You can plug up a bottle with your piece of paper. That's what that surah pitzlichusa means. So there is a financial gain by kesef shtar and bia. That's what Tosfos says if you put it together with the Meiri. Now the Tosfos Rosh says that shtar was just thrown in there agav kesef and bia, because finances you can be masbar by kesef bia. You could say that by shtar. But what is the end of the Tosfos Rosh? We're going to get to everybody. What does the Tosfos Rosh say at the end of the piece? That the Bavli is what? What did the Taisa Rush say at the end of the piece? That the Bavli is cholek on the Yerushalmi. And says that what? That the father is what? Is zakai lekadesh osa. Meaning to say that what? That according to the Yerushalmi, it's got to always be a revach mamon. It's got to be always a financial terminology. According to the Bavli, it has nothing to do with the financial terminology. Okay? It has nothing to do with the financial terminology. What does it have to do with? It's just the rights. The rights that you can give over to someone, the Baal Korcha, to have bia, Allah Almighty, the Makabal, the Star, and the Kesef is the money. Okay? We got that? You understand what I'm saying? So, in other words, you see right off the bat that Zakai, according to Yerushalmi, has got to mean finances, finances, finances. That's what it means, guys. It means finances. And Star means finances. You can plug up a bottle with it. And bia means you can charge a guy for bia. Kesef, of course, means finances. That's according to the Bavli. That's according to Yerushalmi. The Bavli says it doesn't have to mean finances. It just means that you have the right to give her over, to have be with someone against her will. You're makabel the star, and kesef means you're zocha what? You're zocha in the kesef. Now, I want to just point out, I gave it to you. We'll get to everyone's kasha. In the Kobet Shirim, in Os Yud Gimel, the Rebbe Chanan points out that the Yushalmi uses what? The word zakai very beautifully. And the word zakai means finances. So he wants to tine it. Is it possible to prove that the woman has to be zocha to the star? Does a woman have to be zocha in the star kedushin? Because if she doesn't need to be zocha, what kind of financial mamon does the father have from the star? What do we say the Yushalmi's mandate is? Ezra, let's get it down. Must you always get? The father must get a financial gain. What's the financial gain in the star? That he's zocha in the star. That his mama makes a kinyan in it. And he can use it now even to what? Plug up a what? Plug up a bottle. So it could very well be, Lamaisa, that you see that the Yushalmi holds by Kedusha Shtar, the woman has to be Zocha Bishtar Kedusha. So what's the pshat behind that? So it says, Rabbi Chanan, you can reject that raya. Because what is the Yushalmi Shita if you write a get on Isuri Hana? The Yushalmi. We haven't yet said it. We learned it about the Bavli. What happens if you write a get on Isuri Hana? Yushalmi says it's not work. Just like a get is not good, Kedushin is not good. Just like a get is not good because Lamaisa, you can't divorce with Isuri Hana because there's no Skiyah. So too, Lamaisa, Halach Lamaisa, Shtar Kedushin. You need to what? You need to be Zochin. So the Yushalmi is Lishitasa, Halach Lamaisa. No, but what I'm saying is that Rabbi Chana wants to prove from the Yushalmi that he says maybe you could say Kedushin Shtar, the woman has to be Zochin Bishtar Kedushin. Because if she doesn't need to be Zochin, then the father has no financial mammon in it. He's not Zochin in it.
Well, just that there is financial.
There is, but I'm saying halacha lamaisa. You don't have. He's saying the Yushalmi holds. It's impossible to megarish a woman with a star, a get of Isuri Hana, because there's no schi in it. Isuri Hana. So too by a get and by kedushin, there's no Isuri Hana, which is against the Bavli. The Bavli writes that a get and star kedushin halacha lamaisa is kosher. Please get it down. A get is kosher. The Bavli writes a get and Isuri Hana is kosher. A get, Bavli, let's get it. Bavli, get, al Isuri Hana is kosher. Yushalmi says, puzzle. Why? Because you have to financially own it. You have to financially own it. Yushalmi says, if you have to financially own it, Isuri Hana is a problem. You can't own Isuri Hana. If you write a get on an orla, an orange.
No,
the Bavli says it's kosher. Yushalmi says it's possible. So what I'm bringing out to you is that you have to be able to own it. Yushalmi says you have to own the get. You have to own the shtar kedushin.
That's the benefit.
And that's why Isuri. Exactly. That's the benefit. The benefit is halacha lamaisa is that what you own it, the father owns it, and he can plug up what? Plug up a bottle with it. That's the Yushalmi l'shitaso. But the Bavli holds halacha lamaisa, then again an Isuri Hana is kosher. Again an Isuri Hana is kosher, halacha lamaisa. So it could very well be that the Bavli holds, l'shitaso, that get Isuri Hana is kosher, you don't have to be kosher, or shtar kedushin. Also, you don't have to be zocha as well. So he's just pointing out, what I want to get out of this, please get it, is if Yushalmi holds finances, zakai means finances. By kesef you have the finances, by bia you can charge a guy for it, and for what? For star, you can use it as utility. And halacha lamaisa, you have to say, in this situation, that's why the Yushalmi works beautiful. Because if you write a get on Isuri Hana, the halacha is that it's possible. If you do kedushin on Isuri Hana, it's possible. Why is it possible? Because you have to what? You have to be kone the star. You cannot be kone Isuri Hana according to Rav Rishonim. Okay? That's the theory that we want to bring out from this Yushalmi. Okay? That's the theory we want to bring out from the Yushalmi. However, the Bavli didn't say like that. And that's what the Tais HaRosh writes. The Tais HaRosh says the Bavli didn't hold like that. We'll get to everyone's kashas. But I want to say this over from the Birka Shmuel. Let's get it. It's an amazing shot. What is the meaning, according to Tosfos, that the Yushalmi writes you can charge someone for what? For having the rights to have Biyah. So he says an amazing chiddush. I want you to get it. He says when a father has the power, and we're going to build this up later in Shir Bez Hashem, the father has the ability to marry off his daughter. He is the Baal HaBos. He's the boss. He's not her shliach. He is in charge. And since he's in charge, he can charge someone to have Bia with her. And that's exactly what the Mishnah means. The Lashon of the Yushalmi is, the Lashon of the Yushalmi works out beautifully. What's the Lashon of the Yushalmi? The Lashon of the Yushalmi is, Halacha L'maaseh says, when you take the daughter, yeah, kesef zeh. Yushalmi is, the Baal says to the father, Shetikdali bischa b'bia, yela kesef ilacha kesef zeh. So the Chiddush is that the Yushalmi doesn't write it in brief, that the father accepts the money for the Bia's Kiddushin. Because Halacha L'maaseh, you can make a mistake and say the father's not the Baalin. But he's able to say to the husband, if you don't come now, Halacha L'maaseh, he's able to say to the man, if you don't bring me money now, I am not going to agree to what? To give her over for Kiddushin. And the father has the ability to say that, Halacha L'maaseh. That's the Chiddush. The Baal, Halacha L'maaseh, is chayiv to give the father money. That is not possible if he was just a shliach. That's what I want to bring out from Rav Baruch Beer. He is the boss. He can say, you know what? You want to come? You can come here and you can have beer with her. But Halacha L'maaseh, you should know that I'm the Bailam on this and I can be Koveya Schar for the Bias Kedushin Halacha L'maaseh. The Baal doesn't have to give, the Yushalmi mentions the Baal doesn't have to give the money now. He's Chayiv to pay the money. Remember what I said, what does Zakai B'Bia mean, Avi? The Kedushin is the Bia, but I'm charging him for the Bia. You can only do that if you're the boss. You can only do that if you're the boss. You're not her shliach. You are the boss. You are the Baalim on the Kedushin. And that is the Chiddush, Halacha L'maaseh. That is the Chiddush. And you can force her to have Bia with him, Halacha L'maaseh. And you can charge him L'maaseh money for having that right. That's what the Chiddush of this din is, Halacha L'maaseh. That's the Chiddush of this din. That's what I want to bring out. That's what we have this Halacha in this din. And it comes out, it's unbelievable. According to the Radbaz says, when you do Shtar Kedushin, you know what it says? What does it say when you do Shtar Kedushin? It says, Bitcha Mikudeshesli. When you give a Shtar Kedushin to the father, you say, your daughter. Because who's in charge? The father. When there's a get given, how's it written? When is it given to the father, the get, what does it say? Hariat Megureshes. Because when it comes to a get, we'll get back to who's in charge? She's in charge. He's just the shliach. But when it comes to Kedushin, the father's totally in charge. Okay, that's the Chiddush. Okay? That's what I want to bring out here for we see from what this Yerushalmi. He's mamish in charge. If he was just a shliach, he couldn't say, oh, you know what, you owe me money for having bia. He's the Baal HaBos. That's the Chiddush that the Baruch Beer wants to say, and Rav Shmuel Rozovsky wants to say from the Yerushalmi. The Lashon of the Yerushalmi is, L'shetiknili bitcha bebia yilacha kesef zeh. Right? Doesn't say b'ktsari, he just gets the money for the bia. It's much more than that. He's mischayiv. Okay, so we had some kashas before. Real quick, guys, because we got to get to this. Yaakov, you had a kasha first.
You said that you put so much emphasis before on the whole thing of like, oh, like, Jewish girls aren't after,
right? But this is the father.
The father, okay, the father, and I
the
say,
father has violence. Good kasha. The father has violence. The father has violence. The father has violence. We don't hope. We hope he's not going to treat his daughter wrongly. Okay, it's only one man's going to be with him. One man's going to be with him. Okay.
I'm going to say, why would the father?
That's a jerusha kasha. He's only giving her one man. It's not after. It's not going to money men. Many men.
Still,
I understand. It's a kiddush. We're going to get. I'm going to tell you a story about this in a minute. Really, go ahead.
She doesn't come down and she gets married and says he's disgusting and gets a get. Is the father allowed to sell her again?
No.
It's only one time.
One time. Once she's a Yisoma, that's it. It's a din. She's called the Yisoma B'chaya Av. That's called an orphan while her father's still alive.
No. Her father sells her, and then she says
sold her or married her off?
She's a cut that, so sold her.
No, married her. We're talking about marrying her off. We were talking about marrying her off. No, it's different. Alma Yifriya is different. He's selling her as an Alma Yifriya. This is Kedushin.
But he's selling her as an Alma
Yifriya. No, we're talking about Kedushin in this case. He's marrying her off for Kedushin. Has nothing to do with Alma Yifriya. He's marrying her off. No, once she gets divorced, that's it. She's his own Rishus. This is Kedushin, not Alma Yifriya. Yes, Abby.
Same
thing is
for
different purposes. You really think, if you really
look at it,
the same thing for
different purposes. That's not my point. My point is, my question is, what
happens if she ends up with Yehuda? It can be done against her will.
Yeah.
That's it.
Is
Amay
Free also like, it's a lot of times expected. Amay
Free is a sale, yeah. It's a
sale.
Expected for the future, though, because of Yehuda. Could be. For Yehuda, could be.
For Yehuda, I'm sorry. Yehuda.
Yehuda. That's for Kedusha. But this is straight up Kedushin. This is straight up Kedushin.
You were still like all for the same.
I understand, but it's straight up. It's not Hefker to many men. Yes, Eli.
How does this not go against the Pasuk about not taking girls to prostitutes?
She's Hefker to one man.
That's what
you
just said. She's married to one man.
No, but
that's it.
Still
many men. Okay, it's Exeris HaKosov.
That's the Iker of
prostitutes. It's Exeris HaKosov. It's Exeris HaKosov, but my point to you is that it's not multiple men. I want to get the real quick because I want to get to the following.
Quick.
No, the Yushalmi's finances. Finances.
Yeah,
it's built on the Yushalmi. That's his Chiddush. The Yushalmi's Chiddush.
We're saying he's a Baal because he's like the owner because he can force the.
Force charge a guy. He can charge a guy for it.
He can force his daughter also.
But the Chiddush is the forcing of the charging. You can force someone to be charged money to have beer with her. You can only do that through the Baal Bus. Yes, Ezra.
I thought you can't marry your daughter against her will.
You can marry her off against her will. That's a din. There's a cost. That's a din we're learning right now. You can. As long as she's a katana, if she's a katana or a dollar, yes, you can. Bogaris, no. Above 12 and a half, you cannot. Okay. Now, I want you to get this. There was a story many years ago, I think it was in the Times, about 20 years ago. Unfortunately, there was a couple fighting. And the guy said he learned, he remembered when he was in yeshiva, that he could marry off his daughter to someone, like a katana. So they were fighting back and forth, and he said, use this as a power. So she's an aguna. He said, he's not going to say who the chassid is. So she's stuck forever. He said she's married off, but he's not going to identify who the chassid is. So in their fighting back and forth, he says he was using his daughter as a chess piece. He said, she's an aguna now. Because he says he married her off, he's not going to say who the chassid is. So the Gedolim about 20 years ago had to work on the shayla. But it's based on this din that we're learning now. And they basically came up with three svaras why it wouldn't be a good kedusha. Number one is that it's possible to say that any edim on that would be reshoyim. Any edim in that kedusha would be reshoyim. So they would be possible. But that's questionable. Are they really reshoyim? That's a social rishus. The definition of rosh we learned last year was what? Was yidhan, lashesh b'maisa, or you're a robber. You didn't do one of those two. Only in a social category is just a guy can reshoyim. So who says they're reshoyim? Number two, maybe they're only reshoyim from the second time they testify. Right? What does the Mishnah say in Chulin? Someone checks an animal on Shabbos, what's the din? The shechit is kasher. You can eat the animal. Why? Isn't the guy a mumar? Tosis asks. He's mechal Shabbos. What's the answer? He only becomes a mumar for the second time on. So these guys, even if they're reshoyim, they should only be from the second time on. So lemaisa is difficult. So you have to say hefker, based in hefker. The money that this father used to accept the kedushin, we took it away from him. So therefore, it's not a good kedushin. That's the second svara that Shlomo Zalman writes. And the third svar is from Rav Tibor Stern's Zechut Tzadik Lebracha. You know what the third svar is? The father has no nemanis. Because he has to identify as biti nasati le'ish hazeh. Until he says le'ish hazeh, he has no nemanis. Av ein lo nemanis. I want you to get this. Three svaras. Why the Gedolim said it wasn't a good kedusha. Rav Tibor Stern's medayt from Rashi and Ksuvis. As biti nasati le'ish hazeh. You don't identify who the guy is, it's enough. You got the three svaras? That's why she's not an aguna that girl. Yeah, it wasn't a good kedusha. That's correct. But that's this koyach. That's this koyach. It's amazing chiddush. Okay, I hear why it bothers guys, but it's there's a kosef. Okay, we don't do it bismanazel. Okay, we don't do it bismanazel. What does the Gemara say in the second? What'd you say? Yeah, it's not even a kedusha. Nothing, Yonah. What does the Gemara say in the beginning of the second parak? It's not there. It hurts. Also, laudanly, she akadosh bito she ketana. You shouldn't do it. Guys, get that down in your notes. Mem aleph from an aleph. It says usher laudan. Don't review the marave simra belozer. Usher laudan she kadosh bito she ketana. Is it there? It hurts. Achiyakda achiyakda. No, it's not. But if it happens, it's good. We have to know what the dinim are. Not saying you should do it. Of course, you shouldn't do it. Mem aleph from an aleph. It says it right there. I understand why it bothers you. Okay, it should bother you. Gemara says it's awesome to do. But if it does, it works. And not only that, we're learning out the what? What are we learning? We're learning the makor of what? Of Kesef Kedushin from this. How is it a makor? Go ahead, Adam. Let's see it inside. Go ahead, what does it say? Yeah. Minolim, Minolim, Demikne, Bekesef. It's a kesef of the father. Yeah? So how do we know it's a kesef of the father? Go ahead. So we're going to answer all the three questions. Number one, how do you know conditions with a kesef? Number two, how do you know it works if the father accepts it? Number three, how do you know it's his money? Yes? They're all learned through. There's three questions. So Omer of Yudah, go ahead. What does that mean? Talking about an Om Ivriya, completely different topic. She goes free, and he gets no money, the master. When does she go free? We learned yesterday, what would be the three ways she goes out? She goes out at Naris, when she becomes mature. Then she goes out with Simonim, or Yovel, or what else? Or Sheshonim, right? We're talking about Naris. So what's the problem here? Come on, guys, I don't want you to skip it. I don't want you to skim it. What's the problem here? V'yatzachinam. If you go out for nothing, what do you need to say the word ain kasef for? It's extra. Yes? That's the drasha. Go ahead, ain what? This guy doesn't get anything, the master of the Om Ivriya. Go ahead. But she does get kasef for another guy. Mind you? Who is that, the father? In a different category, meaning when he's makabel kedushin. So lock, stock, and barrel. Number one, the kedush is good with kasef. Number two, it works even if the father's recipient. Number three, the father gets the money. Who's the other? Other than the father. Okay? The father gets the money, halacha l'maaseh. Okay? We got it? That's the drasha. That the father gets the money. Okay. The father gets the money, halacha l'maaseh. Now I have a kasha for you. Let's get it. The shita lo nodu l'mi. I haven't mentioned it yet. There's a shita in the Rishonim called the shita lo nodu l'mi. We don't know who it is. Anonymous. It's called the Shita Lo Noda Lami. Dibra Masko Ain. He asks the following kasha. It's an amazing kasha. You know what he asks? And you brought up a good point, Yaakov. I mean, Alma Ivri is a different category, even though the money can be used, according to one opinion, later on for Yehud. What's Yehud? Does everyone know what Yehud is? The master later on that bought this girl can marry her, or marry off to his Evid, or his own son. That's called Yehud, designation. So it's not like Am Ivri is completely divorced from Kedusha. It could develop a Kedusha. In fact, the purchase money, Mos HaRishonis, according to one opinion, Al Kedusha Nitnu, can be used. But that's not what the Gemara is dealing with. The Gemara is dealing with Am Ivri, and it says, Ein Kesef L'Adon Zeh, V'yesh Kesef L'Adon Acher. The Torah Shabbat Pes says, what's the Adon Acher? What's the Adon Acher? Marriage. Regular marriage when a father marries her off. I have a kasha. You've ever heard the Shita Lo Noda L'mi asks, you ever heard of the concept of a Hanukkah? What does Hanukkah mean? What is Hanukkah? When an Eved Ivri goes free, he's given what? Gifts. Hanukkah. On Daf Tet Zion. Yeah, it's given gifts. So let me ask you a question. The Am Ivriya gets money when she gets free. No? He's got to give it to her. Allah L'maisa. He's got to give it to her. When she goes out, when she's an Ara, she gets the Anaka. So maybe back Kedusha, she should also get the what? Maybe back Kedusha, she should also get the Anaka. You hear the Kasha? What is the Gemara saying, Simi, who gets the money here? The father gets the money. Because she goes free, yes? What do you mean she goes free? She does go free, but she also gets gifts. And who gets those gifts? She does. So just like she gets the gifts, maybe she should get the Ketzef Kedushin. You hear the Kasha a lot? In other words, why does the Gemara assume that Shita Lo Nodlin Mi asks? Why does the Gemara assume that the Ketzef goes to the father? Just like the Anaka goes to the Nara, the Shita Lo Nodlin Mi asks, so too what? So too maybe the Ketzef Kedushin should go to her. Why does the Gemara assume that is the Dara Pasha? I thought it was a great Kasha. What'd you say? Okay, you're saying similar to what he answers. Let's get it down. He answers that Amivriya, she goes free no matter what. It's not totally in her getting gifts. It's like stucca. When she goes free, when she leaves her father, when she gets married, that's totally in the money. Allah lemaisa. And the Shach and Chayshin Mishbut, Simin Peivav, Sifkan Gimel, and the Sma and Sifkan Beis, all write Hanukkah begetter stucca. The Mishnah Melech is mistopic. In Hilchos Avad and Pirik Gimel Allah Yudalit. In other words, they say it's stucca. Hanukkah stuck has nothing to do. She would go free anyway, Avi. Has nothing to do with her going free. It's just a requirement midin stucca that he's got to pay her. Mishnah Melech's not sure whether it's called stucca. But the Shach and Sma say it's called stucca. This comes up a lot. A guy, when a guy leaves his job, Allah Lamaisa, does he get what? Compensation. There's halachas of Hanukkah. The Sefer HaChinuch is mechadish that an evidivri applies to a regular employee too. Okay? So you got this chiddush. You said similar to what you said, but I want to categorize it. Hanukkah stucca has nothing to do with this. When a woman leaves her father's auspices, what happens? She gets married. And that's totally in the kinyan kesef. They're inextricably linked. The woman goes free, the amivriya, even regardless of whether she's given the gifts or not. The gifts are aside, then we didn't stuck. You follow me? That's what the Shita Lo Nodlin Mi wants to answer. What'd you say? She's a Nara. Talking about Nara, Yonah. She's Bas Mitzvah. Not just a Ketana. Talking about a Nara as well. Okay? That's the Chiddush, what? That's the Chiddush of the what? Of the Shita Lo Nodlin Mi. Yes, Ben? Yeah, the Kasha of the Gemara was. What did the Gemara say? Who gets the Kesef Kedushin? The father. Ein Kesef Lodon Zeh, Yesh Kesef Lodon Acher. In a case where the father murders her off, yes? What do you mean? When an Amivriya goes free, she gets something. She gets Hanukkah, and she gets it. Doesn't go to her father, she gets it. So maybe she should get the Ketzef Kedushin. Why did the Gemara assume the Makar goes to him? The Teretz is because Hanukkah is a side din. It's Midin Staka. She'll go free even if she didn't get Hanukkah, let's say, Lamasha. But her leaving her father to get married is totally on Kinyan Ketzef. And therefore, the Gemara says the father gets it. Don't ask me any kashas from Anaka. Okay, you got it? All right, very good. Excellent. That's a beautiful pshat, Lamaisa. Allah Lamaisa. Okay, let's go now. Adam. Let's go. Go ahead. Vema Lidida. What's Vema Lidida mean? Maybe she should what? She should get it herself, correct. Like Yonah said, it's a Nara. She's Bas Mitzvah. Go ahead. And you know what? What's Rashi say? Rashi says beautifully. He says it doesn't say in the Torah what? V'yatzachinim ain lo kesef. What does lo mean? Not the Adon, but the Father. It's just ain kesef. So maybe she gets the money. Look at that Rashi. Do you see that Rashi? Beautiful. The halok siv. It doesn't say ain lo, lamed vav, don't underline it. The tatuk minot, we should make a diuk. Hule, someone else, elawat. If you want to make any inference, make the following inference. Ain what? Avayesh. And that's when what? She gets married. When she leaves her father, goes to the guy. Uli olam. And it's hers, ledida. It's a great kasha. Right? So go ahead. What does Gemara answer? Hachi hashta. No, Gemara answers Hachi hashta. Avia mekabel kedusha dechsiv espiti nasat elisha zeh ve'ishok lakashpo? Read it like that. Read it with some oomph. Right? Read it. This is the Torah. Hachi hashta, what's the comparison? Avio makaba kedushin, it says, Bin Lashin, e shakal kaspa? He marries her off and she takes the money? That's not fair. If he has the right to take her, then what? If he has the right to marry her off, he should get the geld. It's a beautiful answer. Yaakov, you got me? If he has the right to marry her off, he's the one who gets the geld.
I don't like it, but I got it.
So the Ritvos is amazing here, I gave you. The Ritvos says that what was the Havamina, what was the Maskana in this Gemara? I gave you the Ritva. Ritva says, beautiful pshat. What does he say? He says the Havamina of the Gemara was what? That she was only a shliach of that the father's the shliach of the girl. The Havamina of the Gemara is. Simi, please, you got it? The Havamina of the Gemara is what? The father is the shliach of the girl. Therefore, who gets the money? The girl gets the money. Because all he is a shliach. What's the maskana? That the father is the bala boss. The father is the bialik. And therefore it's kesef la'av. The havamina is the kesef goes to what? The girl. To the girl, to the boss. That's exactly, it's amazing ritva. I'm a regional lashon. What'd you say? Because he's the bala boss. The maskana is he's the boss. That's what Zakai is. That's the Maskana. That's the din. Fits beautifully, Yonah. Listen to this Lashon of the Ritva. Listen to this Lashon of the Ritva. Parkin hashta via mekaba kedusha d'chsiv espitin asat lisha zev ii shakal kesef perish kevin izichta lo toira shereshai lakacha baal korcha v'shalomi daita. He can marry her off against her will and she doesn't even know about it. We paskin though by a nara. What do we say? She's got to know about it. The Rambam writes, please get it down. Pirik, what Pirik was it? The Rambam writes in Hilchos Ishus that if she's a ktana, she doesn't have to know about it. But if she's a nara, she doesn't. You don't need her agreement, but she should know about it. She has to know she's getting married, at the age of 12. The Rambam writes that beferish. Okay. Rambam says that beferish halacha lemaisa. Okay? Rambam was in Hilchos Ishus Pirik Yud Aleph. So what does the Ritva say? That since the father can marry her off against her will and without her knowledge, Iyu Chashiv Makno Baal Dover, he's the boss. Ukim Mamoni Hi Chashuva. She's like channel, Binyan said. They came into Iyu Havim Makno Lo Sagi Lo Havim Kesef Dilei. Since he's in charge, of course he's got to get the money. The E Shakla Kesef E Chashav Baldover. She would take the money. She would be the Baldover in charge. Meina Av Elikishliach. The Havamin is a Shliach. Bimkein Hech Efshalol Lekatcha Bakorcha. So the Maskanas Agamara, he's the Baal boss. The Havamin is that he was a Shliach. Okay, that's how the Ritva says beautifully. This Lashon Agamara, it's amazing. Okay, now I want you to get this. Based on this, Yaakov, you with me? On Ham and Aleph, the Gemara says, are you allowed to Makadosh a woman against her will, yes or no? What do we learn? Beis and Beis are not allowed to. What's going on here? Tosus asks, on Ham and Aleph, what's going on here? Can a father marry off his daughter, Baal Korcha? What's the answer, Ezra? Can a father marry off his daughter, Baal Korcha? Yes, but I thought Kiddush can't be done, Baal Korcha. What's the answer? Because he's the boss, and it's Midato. It's midaito shall of what? Shall the father. Therefore, it's kedushin bal korcho shall bas. Bal korcho shall bas. But I don't care. As long as it's midaito of the father. It's a beautiful word.
This is the one who worked with her. She was a nara.
What'd you say?
So she was a nara. He loses the bal.
As long as she knows about it. No. Even by nara, he has the ability to do a bal korcho. She just got to know about it. She just has to agree to it. She has to know about it. It has to be midaita, the Rambam writes. Bogir, father has no auspices over. Okay? A ketana, she doesn't have to know anything. Nara, he can do it by a korcha, but she's got to know about it, the Rambam says. Ritva, it's a machlokes in Tanoi. The Ritva says, shalom midaita, lomaisa, he must be, he's going like one day. Does everyone got this shot? It's mamish by a korcha. Why is it by a korcha? Because the father is in charge. So he's omid bin kom, the daughter. So it's midaito. Halacha lomaisa. That's what he wants to tain it. Now I want you to get this. Have you got it so far? This is in contrast to get, though. A get, the Gemara says in getting chafal from an aleph, that we find that a shliach can mekabla get ba'akorcha shalisha, ba'av that's mekabla get lepito ba'akorcha. By kedushin, Allah l'maisi, we don't consider it to be ba'akorcha. By get, we consider it to be ba'akorcha. I want to know what the difference is. If a father receives a get for his young daughter, it can be, it's done against her will, against his will. A get can be done ba'akorcha. And we call that, the Gemara calls that ba'akorcha. By get, we call it ba'akorcha. When the father receives it. It's called ba'akorcha when the father's mekabel to get. Av, when the father's mekabel to get, we call that ba'akorcha. We call that a get ba'akorcha for the ba.
Can the father force her to get a get?
In the case of a ketana, no, but the husband can divorce her against his will, any wife. Husband can divorce his wife against his will. So I want to know why by get is that called bar korcha, and by kedushin we call that midaito shel what? We call the midaito shel bar. What's the difference? Why by kedushin do we call that bar korcha? By kedushin we don't call it bar korcha. By get we call it bar korcha. What's the difference? What's the answer?
He's talking about a
nara. Yeah, nara or a ketana, either or, whichever sheet you hold. It's machleis tanoi. So what's the difference between the two? You know what the difference is? Because by kedushin, who's the bala boss? The father. By get, the father's just acting as a shliach. Please get it. Okay? By kedushin, it's considered midaito shabbat because he's the bala. The father is the bala. But by get, all he is the shliach, shall what? Shall bas. That's the difference between the two. One sec, Ellen, okay? That's the fundamental difference. She has no yad. Ain kedushin. She has no yad to mekadosh herself. None. She has no yad to mekadosh herself. I'll be din. Okay? That's what the Gemara says beferish. Later on daf mem gimel amid beis. Mem gimel amid beis. Aval kedushin divra akol aviyah v'lohi. Mem gimel amid beis, five lines on the bottom. Get it down. By kedushin divrei akol aviyah v'lohi. That's the pshat, and that's why we differentiate in kedushin and gerushin. And this is masbir halacha lamaisa. What I said to you before. What'd you say? It says by kedushin divrei akol, everyone holds aviyah v'lohi. He is in charge. She has no yad to makabel her own kedushin. She has no yad. By get, she's in charge. The father just acts as a shliach, and we call that get ba'akorcha if it's given to the father on her behalf. But if the father wants the kedushin, it's good. And this is Masber. One sec. The Radbaz says, I want to get to this, okay? The Radbaz says that when a guy wants to mekadosh someone's daughter, what does the shtar say? Bitcha. Nikudeshesli. Let's get it down. It says bitcha nikudeshesli. What is bitcha nikudeshesli? What is your daughter? Who is it referencing? The father, because the father is the Baal Bas by kedushin. When there's a get, what does it say? What's the lashon of the get when the shtar is given? What's the lashon of the get? Hariat nikudeshes. Hariat. Megureshes, and you give it to the father. Why does it say Hariat Megureshes? It's going. She's the Baal boss. Correct. Does everyone got the distinction? Adam. The Radbaz writes that when there's a shtar kedushin written for the daughter as a ketana or nar, it says bitcha megureshesli, referencing who? Yours. The father's the Baal boss. When there's a get given, God forbid, it says Hariat Megureshes. Doesn't even mention the father. Because she's the boss, the father is just the shliach. That is the distinction we're making here. That's the Havamin of our Gemara and the Maskana. Elad, go ahead.
Can we make a distinction between the way that our Mishnah says it can't be a woman, a father, and a daughter can, that is, a father can give over his daughter to Mishnah? Can't we say that in the Mishnah, they were saying that it is a muster for a man to be a Kaddish is fiance, his girlfriend, his wife, Baal Korcha, but it technically is mutter for the father to give over his daughter.
That's correct. But if you did it, it's good. No, but it's still usher.
So how could the husband have the Makadish? It's still against her will.
Doesn't make a difference, Lamaisa. We said you can't have Kedusha Baal Korcha against her will. In the situation where it's a father accepting the Kedusha for the Katana, it's his will. If he wants it, it's good.
I'm saying, can't like say that they're kind of physically
no, I'm saying, no, that's, I'm distinguishing. I'm saying that's not true. You can never have Kedusha Baal Korcha. And I'm saying this case is also not Baal Korcha. Because the father willingly is accepting, and that's not called Baal Korcha. That's the Kedusha we're bringing out.
But it is
it's in Lomdis it's not, because the father's been called the daughter. He's the Baal Abbas, and it's Midato. So we don't call it Baal Korcha. That's goof of the Kiddush we're bringing out. You follow what I'm saying? Everyone got this Kiddush? You got it? That's the Kiddush we want to bring out regarding this din. It's a tremendous, tremendous Kiddush. Okay. Let's go now, okay? I want to go to Chumash now, okay? On Sunday, we got to do the Tosfos. We got to go Vayter in the Gemara. Okay, I want everyone to get this down. Let's get it down. Even if you don't write normally in the Chumash, I want you to get it all. Everyone get it all down. I believe there's a very important message here in the Parsha. No, Ezra made a takana, Mishnah says in Megillah, that we must read the Bracha and the Klalas before Rosh Hashanah, namely in Parshas Kisavo. And that's to give us Musar before Yom HaDin. But I think we can add on to that. And that is that the beginning of Parshas Kisavo is the mitzvah of Bikurim. And the mitzvah of Bikurim is the makor of the midah of Hakaras HaTov, of paying gratitude and giving thanks and appreciation to Hashem, to your family, and to those who have helped you. And you're acknowledging it and giving appreciation. A person is given land. He's able to prosper with the land. Fruits grow. The yeshivas aminim. You come to the Beis HaMikdash and you say to Hashem, thank you. And this is the makor in the Torah, HaKadosha, of Hakaras HaTov. So I want to bring out now, and I want you to get this down, 15 or 16 nekudas about Hakaras HaTov. And I want to start with, in the morning, we say, Rabbi Shmuel Omer Binyanav. We learned it actually in the Gemara. A Binyanav is a midah, a din, and you expand it to Kol HaTorah Kulo. It is my belief that a person that is an expert in the area of Hakaras HaTov, it will expand his whole persona and he will be a fine person. I've never met a person who's an ingrate who's a good person. It's impossible. It's the wellspring of all the midas. The wellspring of all the midas is having proper Hakaras HaTov. And the makor, as I said, is Bikurim. And I believe that's an added reason why Ezra's takana was to read this parsha before Rosh Hashanah. To internalize, that we should internalize this important midah that we have to be able to show in our lives. Let's begin. Number one, the word Yehudi, a Jew. The root of the word Yehudi means to give thanks, to acknowledge, to mimoda, oda. What do you do when you admit to something? You acknowledge it. And when you thank, you give appreciation. The essence of a yid is to have this meat of Hakaras HaTov. Meaning if you are a person that's a buck in this area, you are fulfilling the kiyum of being what is a Yehudi. Number two, the Rabbeinu Bechaye writes, and supposedly the Rabbeinu Bechaye writes, that someone who's a kafui tov to a tova, to a good favor that his friend did, and he denies it and shows no appreciation, will end up being kafui Hashem. Someone who denies and doesn't show appreciation to a friend's tova will, in essence, deny, and also show no appreciation to Hashem. The Medrash Tanchum, I never found it inside, says that someone who's a Kafui Tov is an Apikiris. I never found it, but I heard it quoted. Someone who's a Kafui Tov, which means an ingrate, he's an Apikiris. You can know all of Shas and Rambam, but if you can't say thanks and realize every person is built B'Tselem Elokim, then your belief in Hashem is lacking. We know that Yehudi means your Kofar Avodah Zarah. Yehudi means you thank Hashem. At the same time you're thanking Hashem, you are denying Avodah Zarah. That's part of number one and part of number two. That Gemara and Megillah. That's what Yehudi means. Number three. The Koyach of Hakaras HaTov is so powerful, it applies even to an inanimate object. Moshe Rabbeinu refused to perform the first three Makis. Dam and Tzfardeh was with water. He said, I was born out of the water. Don't touch it. I can't touch it. The frogs, water too. The Kinim came out of the ground. He buried the Mitzri there. We find that Rav Gusman Zatzal, the great Gaon, which I quoted in Shirim earlier, Kutch Shirim, we mentioned it. He insisted on what? Watering the bushes, because he hid in the bushes for 8 hours when the Nazis pillaged Vilna. When he went there to Tzisroel, made Aliyah from here, the Bachram said, let us do it. He said, no. And I said the story with Reb Chaim Ozer, that plant was poisonous. He said, this plant was okay. He ran from the Nazis for 6 months. He was 2 years hiding in the forest. He knew what to eat. He had great akar stok, even to a Dvarim Domen. That's how powerful this meat is. It applies even to an inanimate object. Doesn't mean you have meshugan and you say, thank the chair. You don't have to be like that, but it has to be a certain spirit, a feeling. Number four. The halacha of Hakaras HaTov applies even b'shogeg. Even if someone helped you inadvertently, you're mechuyev to say thank you, I'll be din. Said the great Gaon Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz Atzal. The Benos Yisrael were at the well, and they were being abused. Who saved them? Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Medrash says, their father wanted to know what happened. So what happens? So they said, an Ish Mitzri saved us. But the Medrash chimes in and says, you know what Moshe Rabbeinu said to them? He said, don't thank me, but thank the Egyptian man that I killed in Mitzrayim, that caused me to flee from Mitzrayim to come to here. Now that Ish Mitzri he killed had no intention of helping Moshe Rabbeinu. But Hashem orchestrated in a way that he would what? He would flee Midian. He would flee Mitzrayim and come to Midian. Therefore, you have to thank the person. Mashal Amah Adavar Daimon. There was a wild donkey that bit a man. And he had a terrible cut and it was getting infected and gangrene. And he ran to the lake to clean it out. And there's a baby that was drowning there. And what does he do? He saves the baby. And the family says, sir, how can we thank you? He says, don't thank me, but what? Thank the wild donkey that bit me. Because if it wasn't for the wild donkey, he wouldn't be there. Even if it's a guy that tried to hurt you, but Hashem orchestrated that it came out for the good, you are mechuyev al pi halachah to say thank you to that person. That's even b'shogeg. That's number four. Number five. We find in Navi and Nach two occurrences where Tchias HaMesim took place. With Eliyahu HaNavi and Elisha HaNavi, they revived babies. If you look at the background of those two stories, they were so indebted to their families. Where they stayed, they had nowhere to eat or drink and lodging, and those families opened their homes. And therefore Hashem gave them the miraculous koach. There are three keys Hashem has. Childbirth, rain, and what else? Childbirth, rain, tchias hameisim. Hashem gave them one of the keys because they had such a heartfelt feeling of sincerity of Hakaras HaTov that Hashem gave them this miraculous power to revive the dead. Only with the concept of Hakaras HaTov do we find this. Number six, says Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz, the great Gaon Zatzal, that Hakaras HaTov can give someone the ability to reinterpret the words of Hashem. If Hashem would tell you to be angry or be a Baal Gaiva, would you do it? Yes. Hashem tells you to walk across the street and get an ice cream cone, you do it. If Hashem tells you to be an ingrate, you can't do it. It's impossible. In the end of Parshas Matos, Hashem tells Moshe to obliterate Midian. What does he do? He appoints Pinchas to be the general. If Hashem tells you what to do, you do it. What's going on here? Says Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz, Moshe Rabbeinu said, how can Hashem tell me to obliterate Midian? He grew up there. He matured into the leader of Klal Yisrael. And now he's being asked to obliterate Midian? So therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu stands on his head and reinterprets the Dvar Hashem and says, what? Hashem didn't tell me to what? That I myself should destroy Midian, but I should see to it, namely through who? Through Pinchas. The only midah where you can have the audacity to reinterpret the Dvar Hashem, it's chutzpah almost, is the notion of Hakaras HaTov. There's no way Hashem can tell you to be a kafui tov. No way. Therefore, I reinterpret. Number seven. Seventh chiddush of Hakaras HaTov. Many people feel Hakaras HaTov is reciprocated. You did something for me, I did something for you, done, even Stephen. Not in Yahadus, bless you. Avram Avinu was escorted by who? Lot. Yes? He pays him back and he does what? He receives him in the war. You know what, who is Lot the father of? Ammon Moav, right? What do Ammon Moav do later on? They can't give us food and drink when we want to go in there to Israel. You know what their philosophy is? Even Stephen. The scoreboard is even. You help me, I helped you, we're done. We're not giving you anything. That's not us. Someone helps you, I don't care how many times you repay it. You always remember it. There is no scoreboard. It's not a notion of quid pro quo, which means you take and you give, and then we're even. No way. That's not what it is. Someone helped you, you always remember it. That's number what? Number seven.
But Moshe did more than one time. He still said, because of the water. Could have, after the first time, been like, okay, now it's equal. Wait, we have seconds in there.
You mean, you wouldn't do the frogs either, you mean? Yeah, very good. Number eight. Very good, sir. Number eight. Many people feel there's a statute of limitations by Hakaras HaTov. You know what statute of limitations is? 5 years, 7 years. What is Rashi, the Ksav Sofer, comment in Rashi? When Avram Avinu went down to Mitzrayim, he was very poor. When he came back, he was a multimillionaire. He stayed at the same one-star hotels that he went when he was poor. He didn't have to. He could have gone to a lavish hotel when he got wealthy. You don't forget the people that helped you, ever. Could be 40 years ago. Your parents, oh, you don't need your parents now? So what? They helped you when you were younger. You never forget it. There is no statute of limitations. Allahu lamais. Yes, Yonah.
So I heard last week that that's why we
Okay, I would deflect that and I would say that Mitzrayim, that's why the Perach. What's the Perach? Why were they such lack of Hakaras HaTov? Because why? Yosef HaTzadik does what? Saves their whole economy. He saves their whole economy, and therefore they go ahead and they what? They act like that with us? That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Allah HaMaisa, punished them. Because in the Bris Bein HaBesorim, what does it say? We were supposed to go to Mitzrayim. So why were they punished? Because they showed a lack of Hakaras HaTov. You follow me? They weren't as bad as Ammon Moav, right? You follow me? Okay. We're up to number what? Number nine. David Rum writes, when it comes to Hakaras HaTov, you cannot fulfill it. You get down the get him down now. I asked everyone to write it down. We're up to number nine. David Rum writes, Avi, the only bracha the Chazar Shashatz that the Tzibor says is what? Modim. What is motive? Thanks. You can't fulfill thanks through a shliach. You cannot do it. It's a personal thing. A mitzvah shem aguf, like the Taisus Rid. You have to do it yourself. You have to do it yourself. Halacha lamaisa. That's why we say it. Also, we say, from Bikurim, you have to verbalize it. You know how many people say you never said thank you? You have to be able to say thank you. Muster the energy to say thank you. Even though it might be hard for you. It shouldn't be hard for you. But if it's hard, still say it. Go through many years. You know, you never said thank you to me. That's what it says by Bikurim. It has to be verbalized. Vidui pepeh. You have to verbalize it. What is the tachlis of the whole bria? What's the purpose of the whole bria of creation? So that we should pay akar satov to Hashem. That's the whole purpose why Hashem created the world. The whole purpose why Hashem created the world. Why does it say in the beginning of Bereishis that He didn't give us rain until a man was created? Because He wanted someone to what? Ask for rain and thank Him for the rain. That is the purpose of the bria. Is that we should pay homage and give credit and gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you must say it with sincerity. You say it many times, thank you all the time. People don't think you're really sincere about it. You have to say it every single time. Then people think it's a joke. But it's got to be said with a full heart. And the truth is, we find Bikurim was the tikkun of the chet of the Meraglim. What was the chet of the Meraglim? Kafui Tov. Why did Hashem want us to come in Eretz Yisrael? So that we could use the land and then thank Him. And if we go ahead and speak badly about it, that's Kafui Tov. The tikkun for the Meraglim was what? Bikurim. In fact, the great Tzaddik and Gaon Rav Menachem Zemba writes, what does the Mishnah say in Bikurim? It lists the three fruits. Te'ena, there really are seven minim. All the seven minim is Bikurim. But the Mishnah lists only three specifically. Te'ena, Eshkol, Verimo. No coincidence, says the great Gaon Rav Menachem Zemba. What are the three specific fruits they kvetched about? Eshkol, the grapes, the Rimon, and Te'ena. The grapes, the pomegranates, and the what? And the figs. Those three fruits specifically they kvetched about. That's why the Mishnah mentions those three specifically too. Because Bikurim is the mocker of Hakaras HaTov. And Sipri, you see, Mitzrayim says the Sefer HaChinuch, add on another one. What's the whole point of retelling the Exodus of Egypt? It's Hakar Satov to Hashem. We became His nation. That's why we retell it, we relive it every year. And ultimately, this concept is really the connection between the end of last week's Parsha and the beginning of this. Why? Because last week's Parsha ended with Amalek, and this week's Parsha begins with Bikurim. What does Amalek represent? Amalek represents, according to the Medrash, and also in Reb Chaim Vital, is what? Ezer Efo Haman Min HaTorah HaMin HaEitz. Adam HaRishon, everything in the what? In the world. He just didn't can eat from the Eitz HaDaas. That wasn't enough. Ein Lecha Kafui Tov Gedol Misu. You have everything in the world. The one thing you have, you gotta eat that. Haman in Amalek are representative of what the notion of Kafui Tov is. That is their essence. They deny saying thank you. They think everything is coming to them and they don't have to say thank you. That's what Amalek is. Everything is coming to them and we don't have to say thank you. That's what Esav is. B'nei Banav Shel Amalek. Esav is the grandfather of Amalek. That's what Esav was. Everything comes to him, he has to say no. Doesn't say any thank you. We cannot be people like this. We must be people that have the ability to say thank you all the time. To your parents, to Hashem, to your siblings, to your chaverim. And always acknowledge it. Because as I said, it's a binyan av, it's a wellspring of all midas tovas flow from it. That's what mental kaidah is all about. And if you become a refined person. And that's really what the ikar is. This chiddush that we want to bring out. And that is why, as we started, we can add a chiddush That's why Ezra's takana was not just to read the brachan klalas before Rosh Hashanah, but it was to read Parshas Kisavo, which begins with Bikurim. When we come to Yom HaDin, if we can think about this next Saturday night as Shlichus, guys, if we can think about everything that Hashem has done for us, and not kvetch, and thank our parents, and thank everyone that has helped us, that sets you up good to begin Yom HaDin. And then when I say Binyanav and Lomdis, what was the Binyanav? Shavah Kesef Kekesef, from the Zikin of Ivri. There's a Binyanav in Midas Tovos. What's the Binyanav in Midas Tovos? Hakaras HaTov. Becoming humble, being honest. All the positive Midas Tovos will flow from this concept of being a what? Of being a person that is Makir Tov. So may HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us the siyata d'shmaya to internalize it and practice it, and then Hashem will give us bracha v'atzlocha b'Hashem in all our endeavors. Okay, we'll stop here. Let's stop in mincha. I wanted to encourage everyone, okay, to try to